Blog Talk Radio.
The cost left my heart broken, so I had it closed for repair. Wandering in my desert, your oasis refused. You're like a long cool drink of water. I'm thirsty, that's clear when I taste you. I know you, I know you, I do. So can you see? I need to know. Do you remember? Does it feel like coming home?
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Mark Rawson, and we're really excited to launch a new radio show this evening called the Men's Spiritual Radio Hour. Get that all out in one sentence. And, you know, I have my co-host Mike on, who I'm going to introduce in a moment. As always, I always like to tell people, if you want to find out more about the shows that are on Spiritual Connections Radio, you can go to www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. As I mentioned, we are going to have this show the third Tuesday of every month from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As always, and just a reminder for all our listeners out there, if you miss a show or if you want to go back and listen to any of our shows, if you go to the same link that you went to listen to this live show, you will see all our shows in the archive there. You can actually go back and listen to any of the shows anytime you want. If you actually become our fan as part of our show up on Blog Talk Radio, you will actually get the downloads as iCasts or iPods and iTunes and everything else. So there's quite a couple different options on how those can be downloaded, so you can take those with you if you end up on a plane or anything like that. So with that, let me introduce my co-host, Mike. Mike, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Mark.
So Mike's my co-host, and Mike, I'll start by saying thank you to everybody on the air, and just say thank you to you, because I know you and I kind of talked about this, and I know you put a lot of the writing behind it. And with that, why don't you go ahead and tell people about yourself and talk about what is this show about?
Okay. Well, basically, what we've decided to do here with the Men's Spiritual Radio Hour show is we're giving an opportunity for men to listen, learn, and also talk and share their experiences of spirituality in today's world. And what we aim to do is to have discussions to help other fellow men learn how to open up to their spiritual belief systems, while still keeping what I like to call our regular 9-to-5 lives in balance, so that, you know, it's basically that our spirituality doesn't totally consume us to the point that we're, you know, off in la-la land or anything like that, but it's being in balance, you know, like we'll talk about how you can go into meditations at night to quiet yourself, but yet, you know, in doing that and doing that healing for yourself, you might find it helps you pay attention more to some of your hobbies and your work during the day and things like that. But also what we want to talk about, too, is over the past 10 to 15 years, there's been a very big shift in spirituality practices and beliefs that's led to the formation of a lot of meditation and spirituality groups. Some of these are even outside, like, your traditional church setting. It's groups that even Mark and myself are part of and so forth, that you don't have to be part of a certain brand or a certain religion or anything like that. It's people from all walks of life, and they're just open to speak and share. And there's a lot of women involved in that now that I've noticed. I've worked with a lot of these groups myself. But we'd like to open it up more to the men and introduce a lot of the men that may not even understand what some of this is, or maybe have been curious and just maybe thought it was more not for them, you know what I'm saying, that kind of deal. So it's also helping men come to a greater understanding of their relationships, especially with the women in their lives. We will cover the feminine and the masculine. Some of the men may have spiritual women in their lives, and they're seeking to understand them more. And sometimes we have the opposite. We have some men that are more on the spiritual side, and perhaps their partners aren't. But again, this is all a big, a lot of different subjects that we can cover to basically introduce everybody to the subjects that we're talking about here. So, Mark, do you have anything else to add to that?
No, I think, I think you kind of covered it all. I think it'll be interesting because I think the show will kind of grow and become its own, energy and everything like that. And with that, what we plan on doing is initially for now, we're going to run the show every month on the third Tuesday. I think as we start to get more guests lined up and everything like that, we might actually start to run the show more often than that. But for right now, our plan is just to run it once a month and to have a different guest come on and talk about their spiritual journey and their experiences and what they've learned and kind of share that with everybody. So that's our plan for now. Before we get any further, Mike, why don't you tell people about, since you're the co-host here, why don't you tell everybody about who you are and a little bit about the type of work you do, and then I think we have you lined up. You're actually going to be our guest to talk about your journey in June.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. Well, a little bit about myself. For my day job, I'm a computer technician, and I've done that for the past 14 or 15 years. So I'm definitely a techie head when it comes to that, with anything digital and computers and all that fun electronic stuff. But for the spirituality side, I've actually been into the metaphysical studies, I'd say, since I was maybe in my late teenage years. And I was very fortunate at the time that we had a friend of the family that we were able to start taking these classes with and going to different groups with. And a lot of them in the beginning were pretty informal, just different people that we knew that wanted to get together to learn more about this kind of stuff. And over time, we developed larger groups, and we started to explore more things and more different areas of spirituality, a lot of it dealing with natural healing. And not just natural healing using natural substances and herbs and things like that, but more healing going deep within the self and meditation and bringing messages to yourself and so forth. So I was very fortunate to get my feet wet with that at an early age. And so what had developed from that is, throughout my entire life, I always had a knack for music. I always was very interested in playing the piano more. Mostly the electric piano more than anything else. And being fascinated with the kid, I did a lot of experimenting. I tried taking lessons a few times, and I didn't like it, and I started to develop my own style and playing by ear. So most of what I play even today is mostly what has come to me intuitively. It's not playing the songs of other people or anything like that. But the interesting story behind that is, as I played for myself for many years, I started to discover the energy in the music, and through using that energy of the music to heal myself, I eventually came to meet some other people later in life that I now consider my very wonderful soul family, who I do many of the metaphysical classes with today, where I play the music at. And when I started to play it around them, they actually started to feel the healing. And eventually it built into the point where now I do private sessions for people where I play the music while they lay on a massage table with special noise-canceling headphones. And normal sessions I play half an hour or an hour, and the music is intuitively channeled by me to be of the utmost importance for the person I'm working on, for them to use it in their own personal meditation and healing. And I currently do most of my sessions right now in New Jersey at at a center that a close friend of Mark and I have. And I also play for some group meditations. I also do some of the sound healing music. So that, in a nutshell, is just a quick idea of my background and what I do. And I'm not going to go into too much further detail. Like we said, I will be going into more detail in the June show when I've interviewed and for that. And perhaps maybe we can even arrange to play a couple samples of my music on the air so that you can get a better gist of the style that I play. And I'm going to turn it back over to you, Mark.
All right,
perhaps
sounds
you have
good.
Some ideas to tell us about yourself?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm going to sit back and just kind of let this unfold, and we'll see where it goes. You know, a lot of people ask me, you know, how did I get started on my journey? And, you know, I think, like some people, I wish I had I wish I could start the story with, you know, I started seeing spirit and angels and everything like that when I was, you know, 3 or 4 years old, but that's not the case. For me, I'm 47. I've been on the spiritual journey for about 4 years. And I have to say with intention, because originally, once I got started on this, I had asked, you know, the higher, you know, if you want to call God, Mother Earth, Father Mother Earth, Universe God, co-creator, you know, whatever you want to call it, I had asked for a very, very fast learning curve. And I got exactly what I asked for. And I have to tell you, be very careful what you ask for. because in 4 years, you know, I've been through some very interesting stuff. I've learned a lot. I've gone through some pretty tough lessons and stuff like that. And I'll share a little bit with you about that as I kind of tell you about my story. It started back on April 3rd of 2009. I happened to be surfing along on my satellite radio in my truck. I was working up in New York. I had been in corporate technology, doing a bunch of technology for probably about 20 years. And was kind of surfing through the radio and came across a radio show called Angels on Call with a woman called Mary Occhino. And I just happened to catch her while she was doing something at the end of her show called Rapid Fire. And Rapid Fire was basically where she would take a call every 20 seconds and do one reading, you know, really quickly. And, you know, the most interesting thing about this is that a lot of people were calling in to say, hey, you know, I just want to let you know that feedback you gave me a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever, was completely incredible, was valid, and everything like that. And I think it was the first time, as much as I was interested in, you know, the paranormal or, you know, the different spiritual things that were out there, I think it was the first time I actually saw a true validation, because for me, I always felt that anything in the psychic field and everything like that was a bunch of people who were just trying to rip people off and stuff like that. So I was really amazed by listening to this radio show to hear all the great stories of stuff and what we call validation. Validation basically is when someone is giving something spiritually to them and they're able to actually find out later that it was actually true. So, you know, as an example, if I tell you that you're going to, you know, get into a new job and you're going to have some changes coming up in your life over the next 3 to 6 months, and then, you know, 7, 8 months out, you find out exactly that that all came true, then that would be the validation. As always in life, I think that hindsight is a beautiful teacher. It's very interesting the things we learn as we go along. So as we move forward from there, I started to listen to her show all the time. And I noticed that one of the things that she talked about on her radio show was this website that was out there about this guy who had, he had a very interesting story. He was actually a man, and his baby boy had actually passed away, and he had spent lots of money trying to find psychics and mediums. Now, let's talk about the difference. I'll be talking about some terminology as I go along, because we like to use this as a teaching opportunity as we share our journeys with each other and we find out what it's like to be a man and be on a spiritual journey. A psychic is somebody who basically can give you intuitive guidance or information that will help you understand what might be coming up as far as life challenges for you, and helping you kind of steer through some of your life experiences that you might be going through. A medium is somebody who can basically talk to people who have passed over to the other side, as we call it. So that was the difference there. Well, as we go back to our story, the father wanted to get some messages from his son who had passed away. So he had gone out and, you know, he had a lot of money, and he was able to go and meet with some of the biggest and best psychics and you know, to get some answers about life. And then he went to the mediums to try to communicate with his baby boy. And what came out of that is he had created a website that basically listed, after he had spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, meeting with probably close to 50 people. He was able to list what he felt was the top five psychic/mediums in the world that he had worked with. And surprisingly, one of them was a woman called Jackie Lopez, a great friend of mine out of Boston, Massachusetts, an incredible spiritual teacher. And she's also a psychic and a medium. And her readings, as they are today, I think, are still reasonable. And I had decided that I would actually do my first phone reading. A lot of people asked me, you know, is doing a phone reading the same as doing a reading in person? And I can say, yes, it is. If you are working with a psychic or a medium that is very good at what they do, and most of them are, they can work remotely just as well as they can do in person. Some people like to do it in person just because they like that type of interaction. But I had decided I would do my first official psychic phone reading. And during the time that I was talking to her, she had basically, and I had read all the books about fraud and everything like that, so I wasn't going to give her any information at all when I called her. And the only thing I would give her is I would give her a yes, no, as yes, I can accept that, or no, I can't accept that, or that doesn't make any sense. Those were like the three things that I would give her. And what I got from that was a couple different messages that came through. The first was that she basically said, I would not be happy until I started my own business and stopped working for other people. This is very interesting because I had spent the last 20 years basically climbing the corporate ladder and you know, leading and doing work, running technology departments for some of the biggest companies in the world. And my whole career, you know, drive, or my whole drive in life, was based on supporting my family, supporting my children, and basically making more money. And it was very interesting because one of the things that I'll talk about as I go through this is that it was during this shift and this message that I got from Jackie that my life shifted. And if anybody's ever seen, this is a great movie to go check out if you haven't seen it already, Wayne Dyer has a movie called The Shift. And The Shift was filmed at a really beautiful place out in California called the Silmar. And in The Shift, Wayne has a setting, though, this movie that has a lot of good stories and everything in it, but some really powerful messages that come through in it. And one of the powerful messages that comes through is that at a certain time in people's lives, and this happens both for men and for women, there is a point where the priorities shift. Some people like to call this the midlife crisis. Other people just say it's basically a change in priorities. And this happened to be my shift. And my shift basically was shifting from being corporate-driven, making money, and basically just concentrating on supporting my family, to more of going into learning about developing myself spiritually. I had spent a number of years. I was actually raised in a Northern Baptist church and spent probably the last 15 years before this reading, back in 2009, in the Lutheran church. And I come from a very strong religious background in studies, Bible studies, and very much love my roots in Christianity. And during this time period after this reading, I basically shifted to a more spiritual role, which is kind of more open to not having to be in a specific dogma of the church structure, becoming more open to other ideas, and also more acceptable of people from other religions. Not that people in spirit in the religious area aren't accepting other people. That's not what I'm trying to say. But just saying that as spiritual people, we have a tendency to go into a place of service where we want to help others, and also being more opening and loving of people. And also going to the idea that we understand that just like we're connected to the planet, we're also connected to everybody that's on it, and that we really are truly just one, and that we really have to take care of all the people that are out there and just really look out for each other and love each other and stuff like that. So just really, really powerful messages of unconditional love. Going back to my story, she basically told me I wouldn't be happy until I started my own business and stopped working for other people. And that I was gifted. And I didn't quite understand what she was saying. I kind of understood that as a technology person, I was really good at explaining technology to boards of directors and all that kind of stuff. And I said, yeah, I get it. I'm gifted. I'm able to communicate, you know, advanced things to people. And she goes, no, you're not getting it. You're gifted. And I go, yeah, I'm really good at computers. And, I've always been good at that. And she goes, no, you're not getting it. You're like me. You're a psychic. And I was like, oh, wow, this smells like a pyramid scheme. Let me guess. And I didn't say this out loud to her. I said, let me guess. I will get clients, make money, and I'll give you some of the money. this is how this must work, And she basically said, no, you are basically going to be good at anything that you work at. You basically can do anything you want to do. And I suggest you go try to find a development circle. And I had no idea what that was. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. And she said that, you really are going to be able to help people. And you're going to be able to teach. And, you have this whole path before you. And I was like, well, this is interesting. And of course, what's great with a good psychic and everything is she had started up probably the first 10 minutes just talking about what she knew about me and who I was. And as you can imagine, I was like, all right, well, she's not researching this and doing any background checks on me to get any of this information. And it was amazing to see the validation she was giving, how she talked about the nature of who I was, how I dealt with life, stuff that no one really knew except me. And, from that, I kind of decided to start this look into, what does it mean to be in a development circle? Now, as you can imagine, as the technology person, I was able to, of course, find anything out on the internet. I'm really good at researching stuff. And I basically Googled to try to find a development group. So some of you out there might be saying, well, what's a development group? Well, if you decide that you want to start to work on your gifts, and let me start by saying that everybody that's listening to this, that you're all psychic. It's just a matter of paying attention to what's there and really developing it. It's kind of like learning something, learning to be able to listen to that inner guidance, learning to develop your own gifts and everything. It's just a matter of just learning how to do it. And so let me start by saying, everybody out there, you are a psychic. And it's just a matter of really developing that. So a psychic development group or development group is basically a group of people who get together to learn how to pay attention to the details and how to actually start to fine-tune all this information you're getting that you've been ignoring most of your life. For some women, that would be your woman's intuition. For men, it's that gut feeling, and it's funny, I'll kind of sidebar for a second and say, during the time that I was working on my business certification with Harvard for my master's level certification, I noticed that I read an article that basically said that 35% of all the corporate CEOs in the world, leading some of the biggest companies in the world out there, make decisions for their corporations, for billion-dollar companies, based on their intuition. So this isn't something that goes to just someone who is a psychic who sits in some back room doing card reading. So we got some of the leaders of the world, some of the biggest corporate people in the world, who basically do use their psychic gift to make decisions about, you know, how companies are run and how businesses around the world are run. And I thought that was really amazing to see that in the corporate environment. And, you know, I think a lot of people out there would say that a lot of the decisions they make are basically based on gut feeling. And that really is just using your psychic gifts. So for a lot of you out there that are men, you're probably more psychic than you realize. It's just a matter of deciding if you want to really take that step forward and put yourself out there, you know. So it was funny, you know, going back to my story, that I couldn't find a psychic development group, you know, for me to start to learn, you know, some of the basics. And one of the things you'll hear about as I talk about my story is how spirit, or what I call the guides who help me through life, have kind of guided me through my different phases of my spiritual journey. And I'm going to call the first phase here was discovery. And, you know, during the discovery phase, it was all about awakening me and getting me to shift and, you know, getting me to kind of pay attention to the gifts that I had. I started to go into the second phase. Now, a lot of people who know me know I'm the type of person who likes to just basically watch a movie. I'm not really big in the books. It's funny, I actually have 3 college degrees. And I had to do a lot of reading and a lot of books to get through that. And then, of course, I got into technology. So I went and got probably about 25 certifications, everything from Cisco to Microsoft certified to Novell to programming and everything else. And there's tons of books and reading for that. But in general, I was never one to really like reading. And I think it started because of the fact that I had dyslexia when I was a child. But when I started into the spiritual journey, I really found this desire to learn about all the aspects of spirituality in any form that I could find. I noticed that I started reading books, and what had occurred is within 2 months I had read 37 books. So if you do the math, you can imagine that's a lot of reading. And what I was basically doing is every spare second I had, and the fact that I was probably on 3 or 4 hours sleep a night, I was reading every book I could get my hands on. And the interesting part of that is a lot of those books came because I would talk to somebody and they would recommend a book, and then I would talk to somebody else and they would recommend another book. And through that, I learned a lot about spirituality from a lot of cross trainings, a lot of different religious backgrounds of teachings and everything that had come through. And it was a very, very powerful process. Now, you fast forward a little bit further in, and, you know, of course, you know, since then, I've probably read another 200 or 300 books over the last 4 years. As you can imagine, I've submerged myself into studying all different aspects of spirituality around the world. And I've actually had the opportunity, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes, about some of the great teachers I've had. But after I went to the reading phase, I went into the next level, which was development. Spirit decided, okay, enough of the reading. It's time for you to actually go sit with some people and learn how to use some of this stuff. And I got into my development group. And the funny part was I Googled one day after reading my 37th book, and voila, I found a development circle 10 minutes from my office in New Jersey. So, and guess what? It's been around for a very, very long time. So, it's amazing how things come to you when they need to. And, you know, at that point, I had a chance to work with the development group. I started with a lot of different exercises in psychic development. There's, you know, that's a whole other discussion there on what goes into psychic development. But it's a lot of fun stuff. And it's fun to do with a lot of people who like to find the same type of things. And along with that, I learned how to do card readings where you use oracle decks to use cards. And I started with my first Doreen Virtue deck. And during this phase, which was really interesting, when I was in my psychic development, I actually had a chance to phone into Hay House Radio. If you guys are looking for a great resource for finding different spiritual people to listen to, Hay House Radio, for a very cheaply yearly membership, has a whole internet radio series of some very incredible teachers on every aspect of spirituality you could even imagine. And I had a chance to actually dial in and talk to a woman who specialized in angels. and her name was Doreen Virtue. And when I talked to Doreen Virtue, she had verified exactly what Jackie had told me months earlier about how I would get into things. And she actually specialized some of it. She said, you know, you're going to get into doing Reiki, which is an energy healing. You're going to learn how to work with children. You're going to learn past life regression from Brian Weiss and stuff like that. And, you know, with that, I used her as like my guidance school counselor. Everything she told me I was going to do, I went out and did. I went out and got my certification to do Reiki. And because I was able to work in a group of people who do the energy work for free to heal people and stuff like that, I had an opportunity within 2 years to work on close to 500 people. Saw some amazing healing as far as people getting better with what we would call in the church the laying of hands. And with that, before I go any further with this, I'm actually going to take a quick commercial break and just check Mike and just make sure you're still on with me there.
Yep, I'm here.
And I'll let everybody know you're listening to Mark Rawson and Mike on the Men's Spiritual Hour, which is a new radio show we just started on Spiritual Connections Radio. And you are can find out more about the radio show and any of the other radio shows that we carry, including the radio show I do on Thursday nights and the one that Mike does every month with Brigida, where they do some channeling with some music, on our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, we're going to do a little commercial break. We're actually starting to do commercials for some of our other shows. And my friend Star is going to have her show on tomorrow night. And here's a little commercial break before I tell you a little bit about her.
Join us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Stargazing with Star Fuentes. For over 50 years, Star has been a pioneer in metaphysics. She has learned a lifetime of priceless information and is eager to share it with you as only she can. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then tune in and listen as she covers a weekly topic and then opens up the lines for your questions and comments. Again, that's Stargazing with Star Fuentes every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on your Spiritual Connections Radio.
All right. Yeah. And I think one of the great things if you're new to Spiritual Connections Radio is that, and of course I'll give out this number because in a little bit I'm going to take some callers in case you want to call in, ask some questions, or if you want to talk to me, you can call in at, we'll be taking callers probably in about 10 minutes. The phone number is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. So if it's okay with you, Mike, I'll just continue with the story.
Yep, sounds great.
All right. So, you know, we were left off with the idea that, you know, I had gone into some spiritual development groups. You know, from there, I realized that that I had the ability to talk to people who have passed over. That's called mediumship. We have a little bit of phrase in the spiritual world, it's simply this, and that is all people are psychic. Let me see if I can phrase this correctly. Okay. Some people are mediums. All mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums. And the reason for that is psychic ability can actually be taught. Mediumship is a gift, and we're not quite sure because there's no science behind it to explain what it is, but for whatever reason, mediums have a special gift. It's the ability to talk to people who have passed over. If you get into spirituality, you can talk about vibration and the fact that it's actually a different energy level and you have to higher your vibration and the spirit on the other side, whoever it is that's passed over, actually has to lower their vibration to come down to our dimension to be able to communicate across the boundary. It's a very special gift. It has a lot of different possibilities on it. You know, in some situations, mediumship is used to relay messages. For some people, it's closing. For some people, it's proof of that there's something out there beyond what happens when we die. And for some people, it's completion of what I call contracts, which is things that we were brought here on earth to learn or for us to achieve while we're here. And a lot of mediums, I don't think, understand that there can actually be during mediumship or mediumship session between two people the person who is here and the person who's crossed over, that sometimes that connection actually can have closure for both people and allow contracts to be completed for both of them. So just little tidbits of information as we go along. So after doing the development, I had a chance to actually get out there and start to do some of the work. I was doing healing work. I was doing mediumship. And then at that point, you know, once I got done with the development circle, I decided to start to go out and do my training outside of the circle. This was the next phase of my spiritual development. I call this my my road portion of it, which was basically getting out on the road and traveling around and training with different people in the field. One of the first people, or one of the first persons that I trained with, was I did senior mediumship training with John Holland, an incredible medium, has some great books out, and I studied with him back in May of 2010, and did that up in Maine with an incredible group of people that I still network with to this day, and that was my first official training that I had once I got out on the road and started to travel around the world to train with different people. And I won't go through all the different trainings, but I'll just kind of highlight some stuff, because if you want to see more about all the training that I've done, you can go up to my website, www.spiritualjourneynj.org. You can also find that link on the Spiritual Connections Radio website page. It's at the bottom, and if you click on the About Me on Spiritual Journey, you'll actually see my bio, and it gives all my different things. Of course, I just looked today and realized I'm probably about a year behind as far as updating everything, but the general idea, what I ended up doing for this phase, is I started to I started to launch a bunch of websites. I started a business basically doing website development for spiritual people and helping spiritual people with technology solutions and business solutions. I did my past life certification with Brian Weiss to do past life regression, basically to do almost what looks like a meditation to allow people to see some of their past life experiences. Started to get into a lot of teachings and learning stuff from different people like Max Ryan out of New York. Does an incredible course on angels, and of course studied a lot of stuff with Doreen Virtue. Got into some shaman training with Alberto, who is the head of the Four Winds Society, and then came across a really great teacher, which I'm still with to this day, which is Deborah King. And she teaches the program in energy healing. She also is a shaman, and she's one of those people that I've come across in my life so far that's absolutely amazing. And the reason why she's so amazing is because she has actually studied under so many different religions, and she's also studied under every group you can think of. She's studied under the Buddhists and, you know, the different, you know, groups and the different, you know, the American Indians and the South American shamans and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, with that much training, you get a really express lane of spiritual training with someone like that. And there's only a few teachers I've come across in my life so far who have that knowledge under their belt, who can basically give you what I like to call the crypt notes of learning something. And you know what I mean by that is, I mean, you can basically learn from them instead of having to go and study with people for 20 years in different parts of the world. And she has an incredible program. I started with her online program, and then I got into her program where I started doing a lot of healing work and got a chance to work with some really incredible people around the world. A lot of them were very, very close friends with me to this day. And her name was Deborah King, and just a really great teacher, and a lot of gratitude for the teachings and everything. So if you ever get a chance, make sure to check her out. She has a amazing radio voice. She does a radio show with Hay House Radio. So if you ever get a chance to check her out, I highly recommend her. just kind of running through, I did some shaman studies. I studied some more mediumship, did some mediumship studies at Lilydale, New York, under Janet Novak. I studied under some Qigong and some other teachings under some Qigong teachers, and continue to do my teachings with Deborah King. When I got into 2011, I studied with Eric Pearl and did the Reconnection Healing Levels 1, 2, and 3. The third level is called the Reconnection. Amazing healing technique for this generation. You know, for years and stuff, and of course I had gone as far as my level 2 in Reiki, my energy healing. Reiki has always been big around the world for years, and you know, I think a lot of people recognize that term in healing. The reconnective healing, I think, is really the answer to teaching people energy healing in this generation and this time period. And I was really happy to have a chance to study under Eric Pearl and some of his incredible TAs, his teaching assistants. And it's funny because I was just down there this weekend and had a chance to volunteer and work with Eric Pearl and his group in Miami the last weekend. And just an amazing group of people. So if you're looking to get into energy healing and need that introduction ground level, I highly recommend Eric Pearl and the Reconnection Healing. The amazing thing that I think out of Eric Pearl, besides his approach, and if you ever get a chance to read his book, it's absolutely incredible. It's the first book I ever read. And as you guys can tell from the show here, I've read a lot of books. His book was the first book I actually read that I could feel the energy. And it's hard to really describe what that feels like, but if you ever get a chance to read his book, you can actually feel the energy in it. And the key thing that I thought was very interesting, and I highly recommend Eric Pearl to anybody out there that is a professional licensed person. It doesn't mean it can be anything from massage people to doctors, dentists, surgeons, psychiatrists, whatever form of work you're in. Eric Pearl's work is incredible because you can actually integrate energy healing into the work you're already doing. And you don't have to stand there and really show people that you're actually doing anything spiritual. You can actually just do it as you're doing your job and actually enhance a lot of whatever the work is you're already doing. And it doesn't matter what your practice is. So just a very interesting, I like to call it the undercover healers. Not that that's the intent. Eric Pearl and the healers that he's trained around the world are doing some really incredible work. So just an amazing thing. So with that, as I wrap up and kind of bring you up to where I am today, I've done some more past life regression work with Denise Lynn, got into teaching my own spiritual classes out of New Jersey. I now teach out of Tampa, Florida. I do a lot of my stuff live, both on the radio. I've been doing a lot of studies in sacred geometry, prayer programs, Book of Life, which is the Akashic Records, astral travel. Got certified in magnified healing, and I started to learn how to do channeling, which is communicating, allowing messages to come through from higher beings on other planes and stuff like that. Just recently just completed my 9-day training program with Denise Lynn out in California with an incredible group of people, which is soul coaching, and learned how to do soul coach. Doing the soul coaching, got my soul coaching certification so I can coach people. As you can tell, I started Spiritual Connections Radio, and during the last year or so, I had a chance to be on another Blog Talk Radio show, which was really my first foot in the water in radios, which was I had a chance to be on as a guest on The Woman's View, which is an incredible radio show. I know for some of the shows that I was carrying when I was a guest on that show, talking about spiritual stuff and teaching spiritual topics on The Woman's View, we were carrying an audience of about 20 million people, and just an absolutely incredible Blog Talk Radio show that's actually carried on about 500 radio stations around the world. So if you ever get a chance to Google my name, which is Mark with a K and last name Lawson, R-A-W-S-O-N, up on Blog Talk Radio, you'll actually find some of my shows under The Woman's View that are listed also. So give those a listen. They're actually pretty cool. So, you know, I completed my fifth level in my energy healing with Deborah King and started my sixth level, which gets into another level of teaching and learning how to teach. And recently, I guess the most recent thing that's coming up right now is the fact that I am going to be starting about 120 classes. And it's going to start with my official launch date, which is June 8th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard. I will be carrying both on Blog Talk Radio and also by Ustream, so you can actually see live video. I am going to do a past life regression meditation so that people listening either by Blog Talk Radio, as an example of this radio show tonight, and live on video through Ustream, I'm actually going to do a past life regression for everybody, and that will be for free. And it launches my official start of putting my foot back into the teaching environment, because I have been teaching for the last year and a half, but took off about 6 or 7 months to move out to California and head up the spiritual company for a while and really kind of learn the ropes on how to run a spiritual business. So that's currently where I'm at today. And, of course, starting this show this evening, this is the launch of our show, which is the Men's Spiritual Hour. And, you know, just love the way I can actually get out there and be of service and help others. So with that, I'm actually going to take a break for a second. Just want to let you know, if you want to call in and talk to us on the air, you can call in at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. So feel free to give me a call in. Let me know if you have any questions. If you want to just call in and say hello, it'd be great to hear from you. And with that, since I've been talking nonstop, let me turn this back over to Mike and ask you, Mike, what questions do you have for me?
Okay. Well, it was very fascinating to hear your journey. You know, we've known each other for maybe a good year and a half, maybe close to 2 years, but it was really neat to hear about your journey, especially things that that I just learned for the first time tonight, and it's very inspiring. I think it's wonderful that we're doing this show, that, you know, that you can share all of your experiences and I can share mine, and all the guests and people that we'll have on the show that can share also to inspire everybody to, you know, to get further into this work, you know, if they have interest in it. So, but, yeah, boy, I'm trying to think of some questions I might have. I guess one of my questions for you is, when, if you look at your life in the past 4 years and what it was like before you got into the spirituality, do you look inside yourself and find that difference before and after, that you have such a drive and such a motivation? Like, what do you think kickstarted that drive and motivation to learn everything that you can? Because I think it's wonderful. It's like you're infused with this curiosity and this thirst to learn. And what do you think really stirred that for you, or what is it that keeps you with that motivation every day that fascinates you so much?
Well, I think the way to answer that is to kind of answer it from the back way in, and that is it's about finding your passion. And I find that, you know, as I coach a lot of people, I get this question a lot, and they say, you know what, I don't really like what I do. You know, I might make good money, or I might, you know, have a lot of respect, or I might have all these other variables. But what a lot of people tell me is they're like, you know what, I really don't like what I do. And they say, you know, Mark, you know, how is it that I can find, you know, what's going to make my heart sing? You know, what is really going to make me want to get out of bed every day and really just really be excited about life? And, you know, the answer to that is really to do something that really drives you, you know, to really find where your desire is, to find out where your passion is. My grandfather taught me a long, long time ago that it never really matters what type of job you do, as long as you really enjoy doing it and that you try to do the best you can at that job. So once you find something that you really enjoy doing, you really want to put yourself behind it. And, you know, my grandfather used to say, you know, if you're going to be a trash man, be the best trash man you can be. And that's not putting down trash men, but what I'm saying is that it's about really just getting behind, you know, number one, finding out what it is that you really love to do and just get out there and do it. And I think for a lot of us or a lot of people who are listening to this radio show, especially a lot of my spiritual friends out there, some of the biggest or hardest challenges we have, and there's so many people that are dealing with this right now, is trying to make that transition from a full-paying, guaranteed paycheck job to really trusting spirit and putting ourselves out there and just doing the spiritual job that we really want to do and making a living out of it. And that is really, really hard. And, you know, you're talking to somebody right now who used to make more than $100,000 a year. And, you know, for me to come away from a corporate job and put myself out here and teach and put myself out here to really get behind and do what I know I want to do, it really is making that jump of faith to really kind of get out there and put yourself out there and realize that, first of all, that you can trust the choices and decisions that you're making if you're listening to your guidance. And number two, that there's a lot of higher level energy, if you want to call it divine, spiritual guidance, support, whatever out there, that is that's protecting us and really looking out for our best interest. And really just taking that jump and realizing that as much as you might not see what's around the next corner, that everything's going to be okay. And I think that in itself is probably a really powerful message and will mean a lot of people out there, but it also talks about how I got here and how I get out of bed every day and continue to push forward in a lot of areas where there's not a lot of guarantees. And, you know, the shift for me, especially in the last year, I'd love to say that it was a very, very happy experience, but I have to say that sometimes when you do the work, as I call it, doing the work, which means working on a lot of stuff in yourself that you probably ignored for a long time, doing what we call personal work, journey work, is hard. And it's a very, very hard struggle. It creates a lot of pressure. And for some people, it's a very scary experience. And, you know, I can say it's been a very interesting year, and hindsight isn't a very great teacher. You know, we actually have a caller that just came in, so we'll go ahead and grab that. I'm going to go ahead and pull him online, Mike.
Okay.
Hey, you're on the line with Mark and Mike. How are you?
Hi, this is Vivian. I'm actually friends with Mike, and
hello.
I figured I'd give a call in because I actually, you know, while listening to, you know, your story, Mark, which is something. You know, I'm just getting to know you. I've heard you a lot on some of the other programs that you have on the show. One thing that kind of struck me was how there's names in the spiritual community of guys like Kenneth Meadows, Eckhart Tolle, Gary Zukav, and, of course, Deepak Chopra. There's so many high-profile men, but you don't really meet them in real life. So, you know, like when you're just kind of out on the streets, you really don't see these people. You don't talk to them. You don't hear their stories. And I know this is your first, you know, Blog Talk Radio, you know, your Spiritual Connections show, you know, with the men's show. And, you know, I just kind of, you know, thought that it would be interesting to call attention to that.
I think you're right. I mean, it is interesting that, you know, that we have these other teachers that are out there that, you know, we just don't normally hear from that often. And, you know, the interesting thing about it is as we continue to let this particular show unfold this year, it's very possible that a lot of those people you mentioned will be our guests. So, you know, I love going out and it doesn't matter who they are. I love calling people in and asking them to do a show. So, you know, thank you for that, and thank you for sharing your ideas and everything. It just, it's really great to hear, you know, the callers come in and give us feedback.
Right.
Yeah,
to get to know, you know, a few of the people, a few men who are into this, I think that sometimes it's just a stigma that keep men a little more quiet on the topic. And as a woman, you know, I don't think anything negative of men who open up about spirituality. I think it's a very revealing piece of their character if they go ahead and say this. So, you know, as a woman, it's very interesting to hear their stories because you really don't hear them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. I mean, you know, I always, you normally don't. You know, maybe that means we need the woman's hour next.
Yeah, and I think another great point with this, too, and I appreciate this, your insight, Vivian, is, you know, for men, especially being introduced to this, to be comfortable, you know, us as males, you know, we live in a very masculine ego society, unfortunately, and you know, we're not always encouraged to show a more spiritual, sensitive side and so forth, and, you know, like, I think it really should be allowed to be in balance that we can have both sides, but for men to see other men that have done this, that are mentors in this, is really wonderful encouragement. Not that they shouldn't seek out, you know, spiritual women as well that are leaders in here, but other men that are doing this, and anybody can, you know, if they put their mind to it and they do the work that they need to do.
Yeah. So, any other comments, Vivian?
No, I just wanted to get that out there, and I certainly appreciate hearing from you. I'm really interested for future installments of this series about men and spirituality to see, you know, what some other people have to say, because I think it's very interesting because you don't hear about it very much.
Mm, that's great. Well, thanks a lot for calling in. You have a great night.
Thanks.
I always love when the callers come in, you know, such great feedback from everybody, you know. So we're pretty much ready to wrap up the show, Mike, and everything. Why don't you go ahead and give out your website to everybody so that they know how to find you?
Oh, sure. My website is www.mikesnider.com. And you'll find a lot of my all the information about what I do, the healing that I do, my schedule of events that I play music at, and also there's downloads of my music and CDs there that you can experience.
Excellent. And everybody, you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio and the Men's Spiritual Hour. You can find out more about us at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. I'm going to close out the song with our Coming Home song from Colette Bell Reed, who is another great spiritual woman teacher out there. If you ever get a chance to check out any of her music or any of her books and everything like that, she's an incredible teacher. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and do that. And I'll say goodnight to you, Mike, and thanks a lot. And lots of love to everybody out there. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, the Men's Spiritual Hour. Good night, Mike.
Good night.
And the cost left my heart broken, so I had it closed for repairs. Wandering in my desert, your oasis refuse. You're like a long cool drink of water. I'm thirsty, that's clear when I taste you. I know you.